This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, chalk up another dry week to end summer across the Columbia Basin. And this first week of fall is not really promising much rain either. After a warming trend into Thursday, look for a cold front to drop temperatures about 10 to 15 degrees over the weekend. And although a few light showers are possible, it doesn't appear to be enough to cause damage to hay or emerging winter wheat. Field preparation and harvest of corn, fruit, onions, and potatoes will continue to have good weather this week, and only isolated brief delays are possible next week. Light winds will favor chemical applications most of this week. At this time, it looks like the latter half of next week into mid-October should be mostly dry as well. If you are planning field burns, light transport winds will cause poor dispersion today through Thursday. Also, you can expect temperature inversions to set up quickly around sunset and trap smoke near the surface. Since we have now officially entered fall, we're watching for the potential of freezing temperatures. Most farms in the Columbia Basin normally get their first freezing temperatures during the first half of October. And although a few frost pockets have already had a light freeze, it doesn't appear any widespread early freezes are likely this year. For AgInfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.